Hello, Perspectives listeners. What kind of impact do the voices you hear on this show have on your life? Listening to personal stories like these is a free service, but you can help us keep it free for everyone by texting KQED to 90999 now on your mobile phone to donate $5. Message and data rates may apply. Terms at mgive.org/t.
I came out to my fifth grade class when I was 9 years old, and even had a coming out party. Sometimes it feels like I've been out forever. But my father's side of the family doesn't know I'm gay. Sometimes they ask me about girlfriends I brought along on family camping trips. I just laugh and say, those girls weren't my girlfriends, conveniently leaving out the fact that I'm not attracted to girls. It wasn't that I trusted a group of fifth graders more than half my family. I just cared less how they reacted. If my classmates decided they didn't like me because I was gay, I could always switch schools. But if my father's family didn't accept me, I wasn't sure what I would do. I told my dad I was gay, but never felt comfortable telling his family. They aren't homophobic, but they're old-fashioned. Being gay just isn't something you talk about. Recently, I wrote an editorial about the It Gets Better videos and my experience growing up gay in the Bay Area. I never planned on coming out to my father's family, but the editorial, which ran in the San Francisco Chronicle, ended up doing it for me. I hadn't seen my father's family since the article was published, and I was dreading Thanksgiving with them. Pulling up to the house in my dad's car, I already had a speech written out in my head. Something beginning with, "You think you can judge me?" I had even gone as far as to think through my dramatic exit, if things didn't go well. But when I walked in, everyone greeted me normally, barely turning their heads from the football game on TV. I sat down by my uncle, whose reaction I feared the most. "I read your article in the paper," he said. "I only have one problem with it." I braced myself. Why wasn't I invited to the coming out party? He was trying to break the ice, but all I could muster was an awkward, I don't know. I spent so much of my life worrying about this moment, and it ended up being the most anticlimactic coming out ever. With The Perspective, I'm Sarah Covedo.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.